Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 6. What constitutes a Christian? A pure religion, an upright, holy life, constitutes a man a Christian. But ever since his defection in heaven, Satan's course has been one of perpetual deception and harshness. And there are professed Christians who are learning his methods and practices. While they claim to be serving the cause of God, they turn their fellow men from their rights in order to serve themselves. Every human being has been bought with a price, and as God's heritage, he has certain rights, of which no one should deprive him. The Lord will not accept service from those who practice double dealing. The least advantage gained in this way will dishonor God and the truth. Those who possess Bible religion will do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with their God. These are the lines drawn by the God of justice on this matter. Again, I would urge that living faith in God be cultivated. There are those who, though thought to be serving God, are fast becoming girded about with infidelity. To them, crooked paths seem straight. They are living in continual violation of God's truth. Corrupt principles are interwoven into their life practice, and wherever they go, they sow seeds of evil. In the place of leading others to Christ, their influence causes them to question and doubt. They unsettle minds in the truth by entering upon speculative theories which draw them away from the truth. They help to forge the fetters of doubt and unbelief, fault-finding and accusing, and souls stumble over them to perdition. The blood of souls will be upon those who, while they profess to be in the service of God, are doing the work of his enemy. Knowing this, what manner of persons ought we to be? Shall we exalt human wisdom and point to finite, changeable, erring men as a dependence in time of trouble? Or shall we exemplify our faith by our trust in God's power, revealing the net of false theories, religions, and philosophies which Satan has spread to catch unwary souls? By thus doing the word of God, we shall be lights in the world. For if the word of God is practiced, we show to all those who come within the sphere of our influence that we reverence and respect God, and that we are working under his administration. By a humble, circumspect walk, by love, forbearance, long-suffering, and gentleness, God expects his servants to manifest him to the world. God requires those to whom he has given sacred trusts to rise to the full height of their responsibilities. Man is placed here in the world on test and trial, and those who are given positions of trust must decide whether they will exalt self or their Maker, whether they will use their power to oppress their fellow men or to exalt and glorify God. Increased responsibilities bring increased accountability. He who would be a faithful servant must give entire and willing service to the greatest teacher the world ever knew. His ideas and principles must be kept pure by the power of God. Every day he must learn to become worthy of the trust placed in him. His mind must be quickened by the divine power. His character must be uncontaminated by the influence of his relatives, his friends, or his neighbors. At times he must turn aside from active life to commune with God and to hear his voice saying to him, "Be still, and know that I am God." The fruits of the Spirit will be borne by the man who loves God and keeps the way of the Lord, as the rich clusters of grapes grow on the living vine. Christ is his stronghold. Christ lived the law of God in humanity, and so may man do if he will, by faith, take hold on the strong and mighty one for strength. If he realizes that he cannot do anything without Christ by his side, God will give him wisdom. But he must cherish the love of Christ in his heart and practice his lessons, For is he not to love Christ as Christ loved God? Is he not to demonstrate to all with whom he associates that he has the abiding presence of Jesus Christ more than he has ever had it before? Because of his increased responsibilities, he must have an increased knowledge of God and must reveal that living faith that works by love and purifies the soul.